This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is the one-year anniversary of Charlottesville, well, it passed, but, I mean, it's around that time. And it made me think about all these just nonsensical one-year anniversaries. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Charlottesville, who cares? The left care. You want to know why they care? Because they have made this narrative that Trump is a racist based on that he didn't side with one person or the other on Charlottesville. Trump made a generic statement. Look, people have different sides of an issue. Why should I jump in the middle of this one? Oh, he didn't do it. He didn't make the right choice. Had he made a choice, it would have been the wrong choice. I mean, there was no way to win, and there never will be. I'm glad you guys are here, because this is the way to win, listening to this show, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call. You're winners. And you recognize all the inconsistencies of the left. That means you're sane. That means you're walking through life understanding that rules apply, the Constitution means something. You teach your kids the right way. And you now recognize that there is a cabal against you, a strategy to make you into losers. And I'm going to tell you, it's been accelerated to such a point where you need to be fearful. I'm not going to make you scared. You're not going to leave here today scared. Trust me. For you newbies out there in the new markets that we're getting into every week, don't be scared. You go back, listen to the radio program anytime you want on demand to KJRadio.com. You will be comforted as I soothe you with reality that despite all the cheating and the corruption of the left, things that have been exposed in a multitude of ways, you're going to be okay. God has his hand, his divine guidance in all of this, and he has said to the Sodom and Gomorrah of the left, you've had your chance, that's enough, I'm now going to take care of my people. And that's us. And he's given us a guy who's very flawed, who doesn't come off, as they say, presidential, and this guy is leading a path of righteous people, all flawed like him, into this new promised land, a land that I believe God favors second only to Israel, is the United States. And it is our protection of Israel that has God given us favor. Because without us, I don't know if Israel, well, I'm not going to say that, because if God wants to protect Israel, they're going to get protected. You ever get a chance, go look at the war that they fought with all of the Middle East. Israel was this lone little guy by itself. Go look at the documentary of how everything that had to happen happened in favor of Israel. Cloud cover. Miscommunication on the other side. Radios that didn't work. All kinds of craziness that let them win. It was amazing. I swear you got to listen to it. Anyway, that's the United States. God let us go down our crazy path. Mr. Sunshine, Mr. Silk Suit and a Crocodile Smile, Barack Obama, they went for it. And the very people that voted for this man now, there's a big contingent of them, probably 20-25% who went, big mistake. They've switched over. The media doesn't want to tell you that. They don't want to reinforce it. And many of those people, they switched over metaphorically. They know they've switched. They just haven't made it official yet. Some of them have. A good contingent of that group has. But the others are waiting. They're waiting on permission. They're waiting on the left to go, whoo! And you know who's going to have to give them that permission? You. You're going to have to say, I'm willing to fight for you. I'm going to go to battle in such a way that you will never worry about what these people say about you. I'm going to give you protection. They will not beat you up. I said to there was one of my friends I was with the other day. He said, my son is really vocal Trump. And his name is Gavin. The little kid's name is Gavin. And I said to Gavin, you can say whatever you want to say. pro-Trump because they were like, they were telling them, you know, don't talk about Trump sometimes, you know, he can get us in trouble. I said, Gavin, if you're ever with me, you can talk about Trump till you're blue in the face. I said, nobody will ever touch you, my friend. He just smiled. He was like, yeah. And his dad and mom looked at me like, that dude's serious. Oh, yeah. I was dead serious. You talk all you want about Trump. I got your back. When you get to the point where you can say that to your leftist friends, look, we got you. Don't worry about the parties. Don't worry about your family. Don't worry about any being ostracized. You come over. We are comfort. Why do you think Kanye West did what he did? He's comforted by us. He's seen the outreach of support. When he says something, we don't come to his defense. We come to his offense. We go, dude, go for it. We got your back. If I got to go out and buy three Kanye of his next album, which I hear he's very talented, I'll go do it. And I bet many of you would, too. Now, I'm not talking about keeping him a multimillionaire. I'm saying if we want to keep him where he feels comfortable because we see him as the Pied Piper to bring others over, what limits do we have? We don't have any. Because if he can reach an audience we can't, go for it, brother. We'll support you. That's the way it should be. 1 year anniversary of Charlottesville, and the left continue to separate. Oh, the alt-right, the nationalists, the white nationalists, the racists, call us what you want. You know what we are? We're the realists who whooped your butts. And we'll do it again in 2018. And again in 2020, and again in 2022, and again in 2024. And I think we're going to be doing it into the 2030s, depending on who we have. The good news is they have nobody. I'll be talking about that later in the broadcast. They got nobody to compete with us. That is their biggest worry. They will say it with their own mouths. You will hear them when I play the clip for you later in this broadcast. We are winning for a reason. And you better act like a winner. Stop acting like these leftists out there. I'm going to play a clip when we come in. A guy that writes for the Weekly Standard. A bunch of rhinos. And here's what he's buying into, a narrative that we talked about the other day with Trump. You know, Trump is a racist. Good. Go with that strategy, leftists. If you think that's going to get you through, run with it. Charlottesville feeds into that whole narrative. He's a racist. The NFL, he's a racist. Michael Brown Jr., speaking of anniversaries, that's an anniversary we now have to be aware of. Certainly if you're in St. Louis, you got to know it's the Michael Brown Jr. thing because there could be riots or whatever else. What other nonsensical? When did the anniversary of when Colin Kaepernick first took a knee? Are we up on that with the NFL? Yes, we are. All these nonsensical anniversaries that mean nothing. You're winning. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a reason why the Democrats are struggling. They have nobody to offer. I'm going to cover this here in a bit. But before we get there, I want to talk about Elizabeth Warren, and I'm about to play a clip from her. And here's a reason why Elizabeth Warren will never be president of the United States. She has risen to the level, highest level she'll be, and she'll be lucky to keep that. She's ineffective. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And there's a lot of talk about racism. It happens all the time. I mean, for 10 years, when I got involved in this political thing, if you want to call it whatever, when I left management consulting, and I noticed, I said, it doesn't matter what we talk about, it all comes back to two things, race and class. Whether you're talking about the president's cabinet, we look at the makeup of it. Whether you're talking about the NFL, and somebody's saying, hey, don't we stand for the... It's racial because it was black guys that did it. If the white guys that did it, they wouldn't say it was racial. They'd find it... How can Donald Trump demand that they be patriotic? It would be classist then. Look at him. He sides with ownership. He, you know, it would be a class issue. It would be race or class, one or the other. If it's too many white people, it's race. Not enough black people, race. Not enough Latinos, not enough women, gender. Then it becomes gender, class, race, etc. And it stays very convoluted. And none of it is productive. None of it. You can look at any of these conversations. None of them, repeat, none are productive. Right now we're looking at the census. And they're saying in California, if they don't count illegals, California would lose 4 seats. So why do you think California is pushing counting illegals and giving them licenses and letting them vote? That's how that works. They're also looking at taking Arabs off as white people. Arabs are listed as white. So when you see the number of whites in America, Arabs are counted as whites. Spaniards, I believe, are counted as whites. So now they want to take Arabs off as whites. They want to separate them into their own little checkbox. Do you think it's because it's going to make things better in this country or not? Once they separate the Arabs off, then they're going to talk about how bad it is for the Arabs. Now, if they separated off all the different blacks and said, no, you're not black, you're Nigerian, or you're, you know, one of these other different sects of African, and they found out that the average Nigerian earns more than the average white person in America, there are two or three black, you know, African countries, ethnicities, that do better than whites in this country. Asians do better than whites. But they're never going to tell you that. That checkbox is not to give you positive news. That checkbox is not to say, man, this country's doing a pretty good job. That checkbox is to tell you, you suck. Strong memo to follow. Don't believe that checkbox. Let's get to Elizabeth Warren. She was asked a question about racial justice, in the criminal justice system in particular. I believe it was criminal justice system. What was it? Was it? Let's see what it says. Yeah, in the racial justice system, because she made a comment that a young man took offense to. And I want to play this because it hits on so many levels. And here's why Elizabeth Warren will never be president. Doesn't matter how much training they do with her, she cannot do it correctly. She doesn't have it in her. But here's the clip.
So as a young American of color, your recent comments that you made in New Orleans are just a little bit concerning to me. You said that the justice system, and I just want to quote you so I say it right, is racist from front to back. I'm just concerned that your rhetoric there is inciting some of the division that you claim that the president is purporting. You say that Donald Trump undermines the justice system, but it highly concerns me that you made a blanket statement that the over 400 federal judges of color, thousands of law enforcement officers of color, and even the new black police commissioner of Boston of color are racist. Do you feel it is beneficial as a federal representative to blanketly claim that the entire justice system, and I mean like blanketly, and the hardworking Americans that serve in that capacity are racist?
So thanks, Wesley. I appreciate your asking the question. Did you listen to the interview? Did you actually see the interview?
I did, yes.
Well, if you did, then you know that this wasn't about individuals. I didn't call any individual anything. What I was talking about is a system that has a lot of good people in it. A lot of people, law enforcement officers, judges, public defenders, who, by golly, have dedicated their lives to getting out there to try to build a justice system that works, and who themselves have come forward and said, this system needs reform. It needs significant reform.
Now, did you get this? This kid is saying, you said the justice system is racist from front to back. And there are hundreds of judges of color. There are hundreds, thousands of officers of color. People who are part of this justice system. How can you make such a blanket condemnation of this system? And she says, well, I didn't pick out any individuals. Okay, yeah, you're exactly right. You indicted the whole system. And, well, by golly, you know, those people want to, you know, come out and say that they're not and this, that, and who shot John. Well, listen, I don't have an answer for you, so I'm going to just talk a lot and inflect and see if you'll just dismiss it and let me get on with what I'm saying here, because you know what? She makes no sense. This kid, I don't know who he is. He's saying exactly the right thing. Okay, if it's so corrupt, who runs it? Huh, Liz? Who runs it? As I said early in another broadcast, I said that the justice system in America, the liberals, put more black people in prison than anybody. Donald Trump, if he started putting black people in prison, counting one every 15 seconds, he couldn't compete with what happens within this justice system in America in every city, every town. I mean, all run by Democrats. And look, I'm not blaming them necessarily. There's a lot of crime that happens in the black community and the Latino community, unfortunately. But guess what? They're in charge of it. Why are we the ones always defending the justice system? If the justice system is corrupt, Elizabeth Warren is saying the people in that run these cities and towns that are run by Democrats that disproportionately put more blacks and more Latinos in prison, particularly young men, than anybody in the world, is corrupt. That's not condemning us. It's funny how defensive we get about everything. Every time somebody left to say something, I go, man, you're right. What a problem. How you going to fix your problem? Because it ain't my problem. It's like somebody telling me, yeah, Kev, my car broke down and all that, and expecting me to get my tow truck and get my tools and get my credit card out and go to work for them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
Well, I think what we're seeing, guys, is the next evolution of terrorism, which I'm calling nomad terror. And what I mean by that is you just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And, yeah. And I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so you don't have to be part of a terror cell. You don't have to be given specific instructions.
Students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School returned to a more secure campus today as they begin their first school year since a gunman killed 17 people in the freshman building. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dr. Feelgood here.
Yeah, politically, I think of myself as Dr. Feelgood, except I'm not trying to sway. I'm not giving you a ration of nonsense. When it comes to politics, we are in control, conservatives, and you should feel some comfort in that. Now, that should not stop you from understanding that the left are devious creatures and will do anything they can to win. But they have no prospects. That's their problem. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's ugly out there for the Democrats. They know it. You should know it. You should always be looking for a reality check. Now, I know there are people out there, Kevin, you're a homer. You want to see it go this way. Of course I want to see it go this way, but I'm a realist. See, that's what happens when you have degrees in engineering, computer science, and math, is you are a realist. You understand the way things work, logically and otherwise. You look at things not based on polls or whatever, because you understand that people put their subjectivity in it. You want to look at things through the real life folk. That's why when I told people Donald Trump would win, it wasn't based on polls. It was based on getting out into the streets, talking to the people who were going to make the most difference, black folks, and saying, what do you think about Hillary Clinton? I don't know. Kev, I don't know, man. At Hillary, I ain't feeling Hillary. I heard that multiple times. I said, what do you think about Trump? I mean, man, you know, they say all these negative things, man. I mean, but like before, Trump, it seemed like he was a cool cat. You know, he was doing his show and all that. And then suddenly he's a racist. I don't know, man. That's all I needed to hear. I heard it too many times. One time, I was in D.C., and I heard a black chick go, oh, Hillary, she my girl. She my girl. And I went, huh, that's interesting. But then everywhere else I went, they were like, I ain't feeling Hillary. Then I looked at her numbers. I looked at what was going on at her events. And I said, huh, she can't scare up a crowd. I looked at Trump in contrast. Then I heard the media, oh, those aren't real numbers. It's a fake thing. People are just coming by. And I went, no, those are real numbers. Those are people checking him out. Those are people getting energized from the people around them. See, there's this thing what happens with electrons. They call it excitation. You know? So think about a person. You're standing there and everything's good. But then suddenly people around you start going, yeah, 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 like at a concert. And suddenly everybody's cheering or, you know, clicking their lighters or whatever. And then you find yourself going, shoot, let me go and pull my lighter out and click it. Or you find yourself going, yeah, yeah, as you look around the audience and you see everybody. They're not paying attention to you. They're paying attention to what's on stage. And it's fueling you. And suddenly you get it. You catch the bug.
You can't do that if there's no audience. Hillary Clinton couldn't scare up an audience. Donald Trump had standing room only audiences everywhere he went. And it continues to this day. I dare you. You left this listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I dare you suckers to put Hillary Clinton on a stage. Bernie Sanders, who's your best bet, by the way. Barack Obama, anywhere without a band or somebody to give them to bring people there. And look at how many people give a crap. Nobody does. Don't believe me, because one of your hopefuls for president, when he said it, I thought it was a joke, is Michael Avenatti, the dang near bankrupt attorney for Stormy Daniels, wants to make himself a real life presidential candidate, and the left are entertaining this nonsense. I forget the lady that hosts this MSNBC show. She had Avenatti on. They talked about it. He's been on CNN. He's talked about it. It's the buzz of the Democrats. Could he? Could he not? And Jennifer Rubin, who's a rabid anti-Trump, says, this is crazy. Who are we as Democrats to think this guy can be one of our candidates? And she says some other interesting things. Here's the clip.
I think this is a really bad idea, simply because Donald Trump ran as a celebrity and has become the worst president in history doesn't mean the Democrats should duplicate it. And Democrats are different than Republicans. They do care about governance. They do care about some of the policy issues. And I think looking at him, Democrats would and should be insulted that he thinks he can come into their party at the last moment and run for president.
It's 2018.
Right. He's not in a political in his career, in his life, the last moment. He hasn't been a Democratic operative. He hasn't been a Democratic candidate at any level. I do agree, however, they better get someone with a decent personality.
Well, who is it?
They haven't found one yet, so I guess they're going to go out looking. They have mayors, they have governors, they have senators. I really haven't seen anyone who just grabs you by the throat.
I have not met Ashley Parker, a Democrat, who feels good about their pool for 2020. I haven't met a Democrat who feels good about Bernie Sanders. I haven't met a Democrat, I mean, other than people who are for Bernie Sanders, who feels like Joe Biden would be. I haven't met a Democrat who likes their odds with anybody else. So I'm not advocating for another person that hasn't worked in politics. I'm just saying, why not?
So there's a lot of things, as we all know, running for president that the Democrats may still value, like understanding of policy and someone who can withstand.
I've been to that movie, by the way. I can tell those Democrats how it ends. We care about national security.
The one thing I will say that is compelling about him is Democrats, whoever they nominate, will need to be someone who understands the Trump psychology, who can go one-on-one with him, and who isn't going to be dismissed by a silly nickname or being called sleepy. And Michael Avenatti has shown, keep in mind, all those women came out during the campaign. They did not break through. It was not until he began representing these women with his tactics that he was able to bring that issue to the forefront. Does that qualify him to be the Democratic nominee for president? Probably not. Certainly not necessarily. But it does show he can command the media attention and has that showmanship that the president has, which is important in going head-to-head with him.
There you have it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. That's the level of desperation. You got a panel of people there entertaining a guy like Avenatti, an absolute nobody, an ambulance chaser, and they believe that this is a guy that could be the next president of the United States on their ticket, a serious candidate. Now, I got nothing against Avenatti as an attorney and as a human being that thinks he can run. But Donald Trump has qualifications. Donald Trump had been political, and it was unbiased political. Donald Trump said good things about Republicans and Democrats. He donated to Republicans and Democrats. He declared as a Republican because that's where his affiliation lies. That's why. And it was scary to Republicans when Donald Trump declared as a Republican because, hey, I got more. He's not a Republican, Kevin. He's a shill. And it got me to have my team. I said, let's look into this. How much money does Donald Trump give to Democrats? And we looked into it. He gave overwhelmingly more money to Republicans. I looked at his stance on abortion, his stance on the church, his stance on all these issues. Donald Trump was more as conservative, quite frankly, as Reagan. And it literally made me go, wow, this really is a media lie, a cabal. And once I figured that out, then it was eye-opening. You could look at the man very differently. But let's go back to what these people said. Democrats care about policy issues. Republicans don't. That's nonsense. It's utter nonsense. But she says it on MSNBC. There's nobody pushing back on that. Then, but what she was right about, Jennifer Rubin, she said the Democrats should be insulted that this guy would want to run. Now, what she was saying is he's wholly unqualified. Not partially. He's wholly unqualified. But when you have a president like Barack Obama, who was wholly unqualified, other than setting up the pedigree to do it, I was a congressman, I was a senator, and I'm an attorney, blah, blah, blah. But he was wholly unqualified. So they're saying, we can't hold that against Avenatti. We've had a candidate like that. We would look at Avenatti and go, no, you're never going to be president. You don't have any of the credentials. You've run a law practice at best, and it's an ambulance chaser practice. You haven't run a multinational business entity that understands the politics of the world because you've had to deal with it. Dealing with countries and where you're going to build your business, dealing with major cities and states, tax abatements, and so on and so forth. That's what made Donald Trump so powerful when he came in. He had been already involved in these issues, non-politically, but politically. I remember when, before Trump even declared, they were bringing him on Fox and Friends saying, we want your opinion, Mr. Trump. He was Mr. Trump. But what was real? So a couple things that came out of that segment. One, they don't like Avenatti because Jennifer Rubin says he hasn't paid his dues. Who is he to come in and do this? He's not gone through the system. Remember, I told you guys, Democrats and Republicans alike hate when you go around the system and just try to come in above people. And Jennifer Rubin's one of those. You know, she recognizes that inside of the Democratic Party that you got to respect. That's why Hillary Clinton, that's why nobody challenged Hillary. But I love when she says, they go, who'd you pick? I haven't found one yet. Mayors, governors, senators, of all of the people that are out there to pick, they have nobody, and they freely admit this. We have nobody. Then the host goes on to say, no Democrat feels good about Sanders. No Democrat feels good about Biden. No Democrat feels good about anybody. And so they go on to say, that's why Avenatti is just as good a pick as anybody else. Maybe he could compete with, and here was the word, the Trump psychology. Maybe that's what he can compete with. He could go toe-to-toe with Trump when he gets a name called at him or something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start. but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have no prospects as their Antifa army rioted on the anniversary of Charlottesville, which is going to be their new battle cry, right? And they yell, F the police. That's right. F the police. And end up throwing, you know, essentially almost beating down D.C. cops, various other cops around. I guess, did they bus in other cops? I don't know what was going on, but it was a raucous scene. And so, while all that's going on, Democrats are talking about tolerance and of course, Omarosa's book, which I hear from pretty high sources that she's going to end up in a lot of trouble taking her phone into the Situation Room and recording John Kelly. And there are people, it was a veiled threat. Let me tell you something. There are places where they don't even veil the threat. They say to you, look, if you want us to give you a good recommendation, leave nicely. If you don't, we'll make it ugly. We have a lot of information on you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I don't know how you could be a leftist, and I say this all the time, and but it bears repeating over and over and over. How can you be a leftist and watch what's going on in this country and not be appalled at your activities, at your behavior? You have people stalking conservatives, young conservatives like Charlie Kirk and Owens, and while they eat breakfast. I don't know whether that was contrived or that it looks legit. And then you've got them now threatening to, they want to beat people up. They said they were outside the Capitol, wherever they were protesting. They were saying something like, what would you do if Trump was here? And these people who said, kill him. Multiple people. We kill him. I mean, and don't think that they aren't kidding. They pull a Chris Stevens and drag him through the streets. It'd be a Gaddafi. In a minute. They wouldn't even give a second thought to it. I tell you, I want to tell people about acts of kindness. I want people to be kind. We'll talk about that later on. But how can you be kind to people that don't care about you, that want to see you harmed? I mean, really harmed, seriously harmed. How do you care about them? They said, what's the difference between Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin? It was a funny little thing I saw. It said, Putin can win a rigged election. And I thought, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. Putin can win a rigged election. Oh, my goodness. Then I was thinking about this. Because, you can put all this back into perspective. Because, boy, would the world be very different if we had Hillary Clinton as president right now? We wouldn't be talking about, Stormy Daniels and all these other things. We would be, there'd be Republicans who've done nothing going to prison. I believe that wholeheartedly. Hillary would just have a hit list of people. They would get look at the apparatus that went after Trump and ask yourself, what if that apparatus went after you or me? I mean, what could you possibly do to fight that, given all that you know that they've done to collude against innocent people? There's no way. Look, I don't know what Manafort did. I really don't. I don't know whether, how far his crimes go back and all that. I can tell you this. The crimes of the Obama administration happened during the Obama administration and are impacting us to this day, and I've still yet to see a head roll. Now, I know Carl's listening saying, Kevin, you're starting to sound like me. No, heads are going to roll. I'm just saying, imagine what it would be if Hillary had gotten anywhere close to power that she would possess and how she would wield that power. See, that's the thing that's really how you measure restraint, is when you have the power. It's like as a parent. As a parent, you have almost absolute power over your child, literally life and death. Every single day, you could let them meander into harm. You could, create harm on them. You have that power every single day. And really, the best power to cover up what you want to do against them, that's power. And you know what you do as a parent? Conservatives. Let me speak for conservatives. Because leftists, let me tell you what they do. They abuse and use and with their kids. But you know what you do as a parent? You give everything you can to nurture your child into adulthood, to becoming yet again another beautiful citizen of the world. That's the ultimate power. And you know what the left, they squander their power. Neglectful parents, etc. You take your power seriously, and you pass it along, and you say, look, to your kids, you say, you will be given the ultimate power, the power to love, the power to hate,
And trust me when I tell you, your kids will take you through a range of emotions. The child that you will put the bumper sticker on your car, my child is an honor student. Here's the same one that makes you want to put a pillow over his head at night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you're a parent, you've loved your children, and you've absolutely despised the little rascals. And you've never, I mean, in most cases, you don't overdo the power. You wield it with this care. The Democrats don't care about So here's my point. The president of the country has a lot of power. Power over the nation. And we put that person in power. We say, go and be dominant over the nation with the understanding that in your dominance, you are submissive to us. We the people, we're just a bunch of little individuals. But when we rear up, we truly have the power. And they squander it. We've allowed people to squander this power, to use it so indiscriminately and vindictively. My goodness. The irony, too, of the Hillary Clinton campaign, when I think about, and I know we're off on a tangent a little bit here, but we'll get back on track. The I'm with her, you know, feminist favoritism, while the LGBTQ fight for new pros and pronouns, you would think Hillary would have put I'm with Z, you know, capital Z-E, a replacement for both him and her. I'm with Z. Hillary Clinton ran her campaign on her feminine wiles, which should tell you all you need to know about her feminine wiles. And she created, you know, because the reason I'm bringing this up is they talk about Trump not being uniting the country. And this, of course, is on the heels of Charlottesville, the anniversary of a day that they want to celebrate now every year. Notice that if you think Charlottesville is like a random thing where people go, we're going to go there and protest. No, it's contrived. But what's funny to me is how the left, how they see these as tactics. Charlottesville in and of itself, there would be nobody who would give a care about Charlottesville. It would be done. It's like Michael Brown Jr.'s death. Yeah, really? Okay, who's got that on their calendar? I don't have Charlottesville on my calendar. I don't have Michael Brown Jr.'s death on my calendar. I don't have all these nonsensical things on my calendar. I have the big things on my calendar. What do you have on your calendar? You got your kids' birthdays, your wife's, you know, anniversaries, things like that. You're looking for those things. The left are looking for things to be mad about, and they put it on the calendar. Always looking to separate us. Remind us of the tragedies, the horrors. I'm not saying forget them, but I will tell you this. If Charlottesville is on your calendar and that's a horror, you better take a look at yourself. D-Day, a horror. 9/11, a horror. I could give you some things that you'll go, ooh, yeah, man, that was a rough day. I remember where I was when. I don't remember where I was when Charlottesville happened. I don't remember where I was when Michael Brown Jr. was killed. And many of the other black thugs who get killed on a daily basis. Do you think anybody remembers that 2 weekends ago or whatever, the number of people that were killed in Chicago, or can name one of them? Any of these leftists? The answer is no. They don't care. They're too busy being concerned about the rights of women and the rights of gays and the rights of blacks and this and that. Sarah Jong, that lady that went to Harvard, that Tucker says is really dumb, and then went to work for the New York Times, she said, get this, she wanted a castration lottery for white men. Yeah, it was close. She didn't throw black guys in there, so, whew. She wants a castration lottery for white men. This is a woman writing for the New York Times that they say isn't racist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.